Already had a big first night here in London last night when we were out at a local pub, the Slug and Lettuce. That was the name of the pub, watching the Cowboys-Cardinals game. Pretty entertaining, and there were some entertaining folks in the pub.
Yes, there were, and I was a bit offended that you guys just saw this work trip as an opportunity to pick up on the local ladies and try to score with chicks. Well, I went and talked to these ladies before you guys even noticed them. And I wanted to find out what the average middle-aged to above-middle-aged British women thought about Texas and thought about America and thought about Dallas in particular. So here's my interview with these. Now tell me these don't sound like Monty Python characters. Here's my interview with the British ladies. Oh, hold on. Let's go ahead and bring it on right on back down. We're going to get this to the beginning. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. All right, here we go.
Excuse me, ladies. I want to know if you ladies know anything about American football.
Not very much.
Not very much?
I'm only wearing them big shoulder pad things, don't you? Them.
We do wear big shoulder pads.
And then hats on.
And then hats.
And it's very rough.
Very rough.
Very rough.
We know that is what's on the television at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Well, can you name any American football teams?
What's that one? I'm watching a program with these on the other day as well. I can't think of the name of them now.
No, there's no name at the moment. It's gone.
Have you ever met anyone from Texas?
Many, 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 many moons ago. Yes.
Who did you meet?
Oh, no, just an ordinary guy.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm from Texas. You've met somebody else from Texas now.
Yep.
I'm from Dallas. Can you hear my accent?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it the Boston Sox or something like that?
Boston Red Sox.
That's it.
Yeah. That's a baseball team.
Oh, that baseball one.
You get closer.
That was very close. It was very close. At least it's an American team.
I'm trying.
No, that's okay. Do you ladies live in London?
No, we live in the Midlands, in Birmingham.
And are you here for just a holiday, just a weekend? Or?
Just a week.
And what do you guys do out there and where you live? You working?
We're retired. We're ladies of leisure.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Ladies at lunch now.
Ladies of leisure we are. We knit and we sew, we garden, we go out for coffee, we work at the charity shop.
That's nice. That's nice.
We don't work.
Because, you see, we've had the cracking of the whip for so long, so now...
We don't know it anymore.
Any of you visited America?
You have, haven't you?
You have? When did you go?
About 10 years ago.
And where all did you visit?
I went from... we went down to Las Vegas and we drove all the way up to San Francisco.
Golly. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. And then I've been to Washington and we stopped at Williamsburg.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, Williamsburg. It's an old colonial town.
Yeah.
And you? Been to America?
I haven't been. My husband has been and my daughter has been, but I haven't, no.
And you?
No, I can't afford it. I may do before I depart. Not yet.
They have got rowing boats.
I could swim.
If you were to visit America, where would you like to go?
To go and see the falls. Are they
What's that?
The falls.
Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to go and see them.
I would like to see the vastness of the Midwest, the West, that coastline sort of thing. You know, I can in this country, you know, we have to stop for coffee after an hour and a half's travel. In America, you can drive for a day, can't you, almost, and not even see anything.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like to see that distance.
You have to go see the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon. Now, when I say Texas, who do you think of?
Well, obviously, we've all heard of JR, the television program. But is it Texas where there is, because it's so hot... there's a city underground or something where people go to shop.
I've actually never heard that.
It's I've heard some think about it, and I'm not sure if it isn't in the state of Texas, maybe. Maybe another town.
Mostly farming country.
Well, a lot of it is ranching country with cattle and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, cattle and things, you know.
There's oil as well, isn't there? Well, it used to be.
You got any rich men over there?
Rich men? There's a lot of rich men in Texas.
Come on, girls, get your passports.
Dang it.
Well, thank you, ladies, for talking with me. I appreciate
it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We're retired. We're ladies of leisure.
Oh, my God.
Man, they're laughs.
You think, you think they're a happy lot or what?
Oh my gosh, you're the sweetest women.
Ladies of leisure, we be. It's like, what are we, like visiting Jack the Ripper's women as victims?
To bring it down.
I was having fun until you brought up him.
Well, I tweeted pictures of these these lovely ladies that we were talking to. Look at them there. You girls, you guys listening to them there as they're talking about their stories, and then there's a formal portrait on Twitter. My Twitter name's Gordon Keith, all one word.
It does kind of look like we're picking up on them in that one picture.
What are you ladies doing here tonight?
We are hovering, looking a little aggressive. But yeah, only one of them had even been to America.
Yeah. I want to find that underground city where people shop.
There she's talking about restaurants in Dallas, maybe, that you guys discovered.
In the tunnels?
The Dallas tunnels?
Yeah, maybe.
It's like one deli down there. That's it. Not exactly an underground city.
Oh, that was awesome.